now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums, the 10 biggest albums charting across the nation this week, as determined by campus and community radio stations across Canada.
What a proclamation.
It is a proclamation that will be heard across the nation. I'm freaking Dr. Seuss here. It is the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland is over there and I'm right here, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums, as I said, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian lets you know where you'll find it, all of that good stuff.
For sure, go and check it out. It is earshot-online.com. You'll find Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published on a weekly basis by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the many fine volunteers and hardworking staff involved in that association and this specific project, which is the National Top 50, the 50 most played records across Canada. Every single week, we bring you selections from the top 20 most played records. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to jump into the top 10. The top 50 is a combination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 most played albums of the week. And this is for the week ending Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. There's also specialty charts for genres, which include electronic, hip hop, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and a lot more. So go and check it out at your leisure at earshot-online.com.
I'm yawning over here. It's hot in this room and I'm getting, you know, when it's really warm and you get kind of tired, you get a little sleepy on. Just,
yeah, but you get loopy.
I do. Wild. I start getting laughing.
If any of our topics get a little wild,
yeah,
today, it's because Anthony's.
I get laughing.
He's getting things. Wacky.
And you can tell if I've been laughing because I kind of get a wheeze to me. You can find us online. Earshot 20 is on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. How many times can I say Facebook in a sentence? This is when things.
How get many off times the rails. Have they paid you to do it?
Twitter as well, at earshot20 is our handle, and earshot20@gmail.com. That is our email. Reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you, and we are going to be doing that in the coming weeks. This program is jam-packed in this hour with interviews, your music news, Brian's lowdown, which is just the program's lowdown, but Brian delivers it to you, and the top 10. I don't want to hold back on that. So I think we should just get it started.
Let's get right into the music here. At number 10, down three spots, Dinosaur Jr. Their latest is called Give a Glimpse of What You're Not. And here's a track called Good to Know. We'll be right back.
Canadian indie pop group Weeves released their debut album in mid-June, and the album has received great reviews for its unique sound, and just, it's an all-around great album. Morgan Waters and Jasmine Burke are both members of the band and are joining us to chat. Morgan and Jasmine, it's great to have you on.
Hello.
This album was quite some time in the making, and its release. Was there a lot of thought that was going into creating the album? What was that whole process like?
We put out an EP 2 summers ago, so we've just sort of been touring and trying out different songs. So, a little bit of thinking about what we wanted to do.
We got the opportunity to play in Glastonbury and play some of these big festivals, and that kind of like made us go back and want to record more songs and just kind of keep making it better.
And this release has a pretty unique sound to it. Was there a particular style or sound you were looking to achieve with this album, or was it organic in the recording and kind of just production process?
I think it was organic. I don't think we ever really talked about what we wanted to do. We just started making sounds, and you know, it eventually became what it is, you know, making it as expressive as possible and as much personality in the instruments, and just trying to be unique and do something new with guitar, bass, and drums and singing.
Yeah, and it sounds really cool. I also want to ask about the video for Tick, which is a great video. And Jasmine, was it the band that came up with the concept for the video, or did you have others working on that project as well?
No, it was the director, Ben Dabu. He was the one who came up with that concept. And so then we shot it over one day, and it was really fun. It was like, you know, really quick. We've been on the road for a long time, so we had to shoot it like very quickly when we were home. And
we got our friend Chris Locke, who's an amazing comedian, to act in it. He's the one sort of having a existential breakdown while he listens to our song. Yeah. We want to cause existential breakdowns when people listen to our music.
That's the goal, right? That's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so perhaps you'll get to do that at your live shows, because you do have quite a run of dates coming up that take you into the middle of September. Right now I see one Canadian date. Is there a plan for more dates as you move into the fall?
I don't know if there'll be any more Canadian. We just did a few. We did play the Rainbow Trout Festival in Winnipeg.
Which was awesome.
It was really amazing. We played in Saskatoon and in Vancouver. So we did a few Canadian dates.
Nothing's like...
It's nice to play at home and have that home crowd that's excited about your music. Hopefully in the future we'll tour more. We've been kind of in Europe a lot and doing a lot of American tours, but it's nice to play in Canada.
I think we're waiting for really bad winter to set in, and then we'll drive across the country.
When it starts snowing.
It is the best time to actually travel across Canada, right? Because the roads are a little bit more clear.
Well, we still need to go out east, too. Like, I saw, you know, you're from New Brunswick, and we haven't really done any East Coast tours, so it'd be nice to try and do that in the next little while.
Well, we'd love to have you, and again, it is a great album. Weavesband.com is where you can find more. Until then, we've got it for you on the charts. Jasmine and Morgan, thanks very much for catching up, and best of luck with the rest of the shows you've got lined up.
Thank you.
Here they are right now on the charts. It's the Earshot 20, and this is Weaves. Stick around. There's more on the way.
number 8.
Begin again. This time you should take a bow at the very end. It's quite an act you put on. Wait till the cameras roll. You're the leading man in a film where the end of the world is decided by you. Whenever you choose, oh, from the sky, a brilliant light will dissolve us all. Begin again and tell me all about the one that you love and all about. I don't give a damn about you fooling around behind Sherry's back. It's just the one that you found. It's one that I need. Oh, from the sky, a brilliant light will.
That was Andy Schauf from the album The Party on Arts and Crafts, down 2 spots this week at number 8. You heard a track called Begin Again, and we also heard from Weaves with Birds and Bees, the second track on their debut self-titled album on Buzz Records, which sits still this week at number 9.
All right, well, for the last few weeks, Hannah Georges has been sitting within our top 10 here on the Earshot 20 for her latest release titled For Evelyn. Hannah is catching up with us, and she's on the line now. Hannah, thanks for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
There's uniqueness in the title of this album, and that is you titled it after your grandmother. Why was it important for you to name the album after her?
Well, it came to me towards the end of recording, and as I was thinking about having a title for all the songs that came together, I had been spending a lot of time back at home and visiting my grandma a lot and reflecting on who she's kind of, what she's represented in my life and who she's been to me. And I've just always seen her as an inspiration and remembered her growing up as this person that was always so giving and kind and wise and caring and selfless, and I just saw it, you know, she's still alive and she's 98 years old and just can't kind of comprehend that in itself and what she's experienced in her life and all the love and also like people coming and going in her life. It's crazy. So just thought about that, and also the record is like a lot of the songs are kind of about myself or inspired by things, fears and anxieties, and I don't know, I thought it, I feel like she's somebody that's kind of been there, done that, and achieved so much, and kind of looking back on her life.
So from the title of the album, right straight through then, through the songs, there's an emotional connection there, as you referred to it, you know, reflecting on your life, but also having that connection with your grandmother as well.
Yeah, totally.
And from production to mixing and even recording, you got to work with some notable artists such as Andy Schaaf, who has also been on the charts recently. Did working with these folks influence the album in any way?
Andy's been, I met Andy, I guess it's coming up on 2 years. We met 2 years ago, and he's been a really good friend, and he was, you know, whenever he's in town or we just, when he's on the road, I'd like send him stuff. I'd send him music that kind of in progress, and he'd listen and give me his opinion, and so that's kind of how he was involved. And I went to Regina for a little bit and recorded with him at the studio that he works with, works at, and we tested some things out, and we tested a little, we did some recording a bit in Toronto as well, so, it was nice to have him kind of be that friend in the process, too, that would lend an ear to, sometimes when you get into the thick of recording, it's like, you lose sight, or I don't know the right way to think. You're so deep into it that it's nice to have somebody that you definitely admire their opinion or don't take that for granted. And so he's somebody. And then I worked with another really, really close friend who's worked with me a lot on my music, named Ryan Gouldemont, and he's based out west in Vancouver, and I've worked with him on stuff in the past, and so I went to him a bit as well, and my other friend Kev Maurer, who's in Vancouver, and well, Graham Walsh, I worked to produce the record, and so yeah, I had people along the way that were helped me through it.
Pretty collective mix. So I'll put you on the spot here for a second. Do you have a favorite song from the album?
That's an interesting question, because it's usually I go through different phases with songs, I guess, and one, you know, at one point I'll like a certain song for a certain reason, probably because it's more fresh or it's something that you just like, the fresh thing seems to be the most favorable thing but right now I think, because I'm playing the songs live, different things become favorites. Evelyn is one that has just really come to life when we play it live. We don't play Lost Cause live yet. I really want to. I've just been kind of practicing that at home, and that's a song that I like.
And talking about live, big old tour lined up for the fall will take you to the U.S., overseas. You have a couple dates in Toronto right now. Can we expect more Canadian dates as we move into the fall or the new year, 2017?
Yep. I think it's early November, I'm doing a bunch of dates, headlining dates through the West Coast, and I'm coming out to the East Coast in September, October. So yeah, I'll be covering a lot of ground this fall and trying to get most places in Canada for sure.
Awesome. Well, Hannah, it's a great album, and we can't wait for what's next. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
If you want more, search hannahgeorgis.com. You'll find all kinds there, but we've got your fix right now. On the charts again this week, here's Hannah Georgis on the Earshot 20.
I'm never gonna do right in your eyes. I'm never gonna do right, do right. I'm never gonna do right in your eyes. I'm never gonna do right, do right. I can't admit it now. I see these patterns in myself. The person I become. Running has all become part of the fun. I kneel beside my bed, praying and bowing my head. Yeah, I have feelings too, but I keep apologizing.
never gonna do right in your eyes. I'm never gonna do right, do right.
Number 6.
That was Southern Comforting by Japanese Girls. Their new album is called Divorce. It's up from number 14 to number 6. And last week's number 3, this week at number 7, Hannah Georges from the album For Evelyn, you heard Waste.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Lots of great music that we've had for you over the last hour and a bit of the program and music news. In the first hour of the program, we're going to continue that now in the second hour as we have more to announce. And we kick things off, how fitting, a story about the release of an album from Carly Rae Jepsen, one of your favorites, Stephen.
Yes, indeed. We are just a couple of weeks away from the Polaris Music Prize announcing their winner from the 10-album shortlist, on which Carly Rae Jepsen's 2015 album, Emotion, does find itself, and very deservedly so. That album, of course, came out on August 21st, so it is celebrating a first birthday. And to mark the album's anniversary, the Canadian pop singer has revealed plans for an exciting new release. Jepsen announced via Instagram that a compilation called Emotion Side B will arrive on Friday, August 26th. As the title implies, it will be a collection of tracks that didn't quite make it onto the original LP. Since releasing Emotion, Jepsen has shared a number of on-the-side projects like the Fuller House theme song. She was in a Japanese shampoo commercial, and she also released an excellent track with PC Music's Danny L. Harrell called Supernatural. You can hear that one online at exclaim.ca, but I would urge you to check out the B-sides that were already released from Emotion, including some really stellar tracks. I mean, if you're a fan of sort of slightly more synthy and not experimental, but a little more left-field electronic pop, you'll like songs like Black Heart, Favorite Color, and Didn't Just Come Here to Dance, all of which were released as bonus tracks to the album. So check them out if you get a chance. But Carly Rae, full B-side album coming. Well, you know, by the time you hear this, it might already be out.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, too, just as a quick note, I think it is important to note we are just a little ways away from the announcement for the Polaris Music Prize, which is a huge announcement every year. And you had the pleasure of being on one of the juries for the prize. So do you have any predictions as to who you think might win?
Well, so I am on the jury. I was not chosen this year for the grand jury of 11 people who will be in the room on the night of September 19th deciding then and there who wins the album. And, you know, I could make my predictions. They are always losing predictions. It really depends. You know, I do know some of the people in that room, and I do know some of the albums that they like. I wouldn't be surprised if Grimes took it. I think her last album was a modern masterpiece, but, you know, it remains to be seen.
Well, let's see what happens. All right, we'll close out the music news with another announcement of music, and this will tie right in with your song pick, but news from American football.
Yeah, this is a big one for second wave emo fans, people who were enjoying emo before the likes of Fall Out Boy. But just this week, on August 22nd, emo heroes American football, who to date only have one record, and it is something of a cult classic. The band hinted that new material could be on the way soon, and now the Illinois band have revealed plans for a brand new album. The new record, which will be titled American Football, just the same as their 1999 debut album, also called American Football, will be released on October 21st, courtesy of Polyvinyl. The new record was recorded between Arc Studios in Omaha and Shirk Studios in Chicago, with the band sharing co-producing credits alongside Jason Kupp. The original lineup of Steve Holmes, Mike Kinsella, and Steve Lamos were joined for the recording by recent addition Nate Kinsella on bass. In addition to revealing the album artwork, which you can see at exclaim.ca, and the track listing, which you can also see, the band have unveiled the first sonic offering from the record. The lead single is called I've Been So Lost for So Long. So that's a cool little song that you can hear. Head to exclaim.ca to see the track listing for that album, as well as the few tour dates they currently have, none of which are in Canada.
As of yet. Who knows what will happen?
Well, they just played, for those who were lucky enough to be at Gridlock Festival in Halifax, the band played a headlining set there, so that would have been a cool thing if you were lucky enough to be there.
Awesome. All right, well, that does it for music news. Of course, exclaim.ca for all of the music news up to date all the time, and you can check out a copy of the magazine, hard copy, near you. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us again this week, and we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. You mentioned just before, my song pick does tie into that last news story. New American football record and their first in almost 20 years. This is I've Been So Lost for So Long from American Football on Earshot Radio.
So lost for so long. streets are dead end. Every sign points behind me. If you need me, don't. You can't trust a man who can't find his way home. My impaired intuition is telling me just give in. If you find me, would you please remind me why I woke up today? Feel so sick, doctor, it hurts, and I exist. This isn't the pain I'm usually in. I hope it's not contagious. I can't believe my life is happening to me.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring July Talk, Usher, Against Me, Angel Olsen, and our annual Hangout Handbook Guide to Cities Across Canada. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 5.
Seconds after plus, and it's in my mind. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Misfire by Heaven for Real from Halifax, their debut album on Mint Records called Kill Your Memory. It's at number 4 this week, up from number 8. Before that, Dead Man's Gun from the new The OC's record, which is on the show for the first time. It's called A Weird Exit, and it debuted last week at number 29, this week at number 5. And as always, we had a music selection by Stephen Karlick. This week, a new track by American Football called I've Been So Lost for So Long.
And big thanks to Stephen for joining us again this week on the program. Brian, we talked about this, we've talked about this in the past couple weeks. Lots of new music coming out. And in the first hour of the program, didn't really have a chance to talk about it or recap because it's so packed in the first hour of everything that we had going through. But George Clinton was, we mentioned in the first hour, new music coming out. And I know that I can't call him a loyal listener, but he probably listens to the program. Mike Hawkins is a big fan of George Clinton, so I'm going to share that on his Facebook page.
Cool funk stuff.
Yeah, funky. All right, we have 3 more tracks to get to. We are going to take a really quick break from the countdown one more time, though, to let you know about what is debuting below the top 20. We do this every week just to give you a snapshot. Some of these albums could make their way up into the program, and Brian's got the lowdown for you.
We have 6 debuts below the top 20 within our national top 50 this week, kicking it all off at number 50. From Arts and Crafts, it is your boy Tony Braxton, aka Shad, with a new album called Adult Contempt. Metal Wood up at number 46 with 20, and Slow Down Molasses with 100% Sunshine at number 44. A new one by Al Tuck is in at number 41. It's called Fair Country. And at number 37, Young Gun Silver Fox with West End Coast. And all the way up at number 24, it is the latest and most likely final album by the Tragically Hip called Man Machine Poem.
So I have my predictions are... The Tragically Hip, keep this sheet for next week. The Tragically Hip, but like you say, it's always cheating when I pick something that is that close or debuts that close. I also think that Al Tuck is going to make it into the top 20 on the show. And there was one more you said that I can't see it now. But anyway, those two for sure, I think, are going to be making appearances. Shad. Young boy, your boy, Tony Braxton. I thought you said that as like a lead in, like, it's your boy, Tony Braxton, but that's actually the name of
it. Yeah, no, it's a side project that he put out. Stephen might have talked about it 1 week, I believe.
Yeah, all right. That is great. Thanks for that, Brian. 3 more tracks. We're going to get to them right now. 3, 2, and 1. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the number 3 spot.
Our number 3 drops just 1 spot from the week before and sitting in that spot for many weeks in a row. It is Jay Arner from J2. Here is Crystal Ball.
Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
It's the Earshot 20.
Our number one again this week, that was Bad, Bad, Not Good from the album 4. You heard Lavender in the middle there, the Pack AD, debuting last week at 10, all the way up to number 2 with the album Positive Thinking and a track called So What. And we kicked off that set, the end of the show, with Crystal Ball by Jay Arner, dropping from 2 to 3. That was from the album J2.
There you go. That's Brian. I'm Anthony. And that is another countdown done for another week. Earshot-online.com, where you can find the charts. This program is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And it is broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time right there in St. John. Sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And you can pick up the program on radioforall.net, or you can podcast on iTunes. Thanks very much for tuning in. We won't see you next week. We'll be off. We'll be back in September, at the first full week of September, with another countdown. Until then, enjoy more great programming. It's on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.